Well, good morning. It's 10:51 a.m. on Wednesday, the 23rd of October, 2019. This might be my new time to go walking because 10 o'clock, the sun is up, and the temperature is usually out of the 30s. And it gives me 3-4 hours in the morning to get some work done before I come for the walk. Like the 1,100 words I've written already today. The For the Words is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Despite the fact that you have to write online, you write in a browser, but I've been keeping the files small, just writing the scene. Open a create a file, give the scene a name, which kind of tells me what's going to happen in the scene. So it's kind of like its own little writing prompt. And then when I open the file to write, it's like, okay, this is Jimmy Meets Monty, part two. Or Jimmy and Annette. Or Bobby Proposes. So I'm able to sort of focus on, okay, what is this thing going to be about? And it's really helpful in terms of putting words together. Because anything that's not implied by the title doesn't get written. I don't even think about it. It's like, okay, what happens next? What happens next? What happens next? And the chapters are all good length. They're 2,000 words, 2,100 words, 200 words. So they're all good length. They're all the missing scenes that I need to put in to kind of flesh out the story a little more, to respond to some of the beta feedback that says, you know, they didn't really show us this. They didn't even tell it to us. It's just sort of absent. Okay. So that's good. That's good. I've spent the minimum of time necessary to deal with CIFWA this morning. I've got a budget and accounting call this afternoon. Gonna have to spend some time in the next couple of weeks going over the vetting of the grants funds. We've got just a limited amount of money to give away this year. So it's good that we don't have as many people asking for money, but we still have like 3 times more money asked for than we have to give. So it's gonna be a struggle to find equitable ways to disperse the funds. I'm walking, I'm not talking. I've got like 6,000 things going through my head all at the same time. And I'm trying not to get run over by cars. Sorry about that. What do I want to talk about? Talk about the book. Talk about For the Words. Talk about... I don't know. I'm finally closing in on the end of The Wandering Engineer. At least I think I am. I don't know if it's going to be an eighth book or not. Apparently there's a couple of spin-off novels that Hechtel's talking about. Sergeant Jethro, and I spotted one of his earlier titles, which is Sergeant Jethro Goes to War. I got too much stuff to read that's not Chris Hechtel. I need to put this down. Over the weekend, I was talking about Lit RPG with the elder progeny. And she had never read any, so I sent her... I loaned her my copy of Dominion of Blades. And she's geeking out over it, which is thrilling. I'm still trying to think of, like, next year. What am I going to write next year? I'm trying to come up with ideas for stories that resonate a little bit with me. Most of the stuff that I've written has had a theme to it, including Cape Grace. And the exploration of that theme is really what the book is about. I don't know if we're actually going to power through and do all three New Barbarian books or not. We'll see how it goes. I think I mentioned that yesterday. And the recording chopped off because an alarm went off on my phone. It's 11 o'clock. The time of the tone is 11 a.m. Mountain, is it still Mountain Daylight Time? Mountain Standard Time. I don't know. It's 11 o'clock local. The phones, computers will all reset the time for me, and then at some point I will notice that the clock on the stove doesn't match the clock on my phone, and I'll have to go through and change all of them. My phone is programmed to try to keep me on track, and I need to look at the programming and see if it makes sense anymore. 11 o'clock was supposed to be my meditation time, and since I'm walking and meditating, it's okay. But it interrupted the recording. Get ready to say it with me. Monk post. It's almost a reflex. Wow. So I'm turning ideas over and over in my head. Lit RPG has a certain appeal to it, just because I think I could do a good job with it if I could come up with a game idea. Perhaps the ideal game. Something I would like to play if the game existed. It's like, I really like EVE Online, but I don't like trolls. I don't like griefers. I don't like the people who play the game in order to destroy. I mean, yeah, I understand. It's, you know, the rush of playing against another player and beating them. The emotional high of winning against another player rather than against the somewhat brain-dead AI that are the game mob mechanics that are somewhat predictable. And yet, I don't find those mechanics to be less interesting. Part of what I do in EVE Online is take a mining barge out and sit beside a rock for a couple hours and mine the rock. Fight off the belt rats that want to prevent me from mining the rock and then building stuff from the minerals that I refine from the rocks. That's part of the fun. I also do, I go out and fight other mobs. I go looking for fights. But I don't like fighting other people. Call me a pacifist. Call me a wimp. I don't care. Call me anything you like. I'm not too pleased about late for dinner, but I really... I think at 67 years old, I'm sort of comfortable enough in my own skin that you can call me any goddamn thing you want. And I may agree, I may disagree, but it isn't going to bother me one way or the other. It's like, yeah, okay. There are things that I do that people don't like. Call people on their bullshit. And they want, something. They hit back. Fair enough. It's not going to change my opinion. I can change, it's like something that I don't think a lot of people really get. It's not that I won't change my opinion or I can't change my opinion. It's just that you aren't going to change my opinion by substituting it with yours, by suggesting that your opinion is somehow more valid than mine. Now, give me facts. Show me where I have misunderstood something. Show me where there is an aspect of my opinion that doesn't hold up when tested against reality, then by all means, I am going to change that opinion. I'm going to take that new information and incorporate it in my opinion. But don't give me, well, I don't think that's right. Okay, why don't you think it's right? Well, when I do it, well, yeah, okay, fine. Stop there. The plural of anecdote is not data. If you don't have data to show me, game mechanics are a good one. It's like, well, when I do it, this happens. Well, okay, what version of the game are you playing? What modifications do you have running with it? What are you doing? What are you playing it on? Are you playing it on the same platform I am? Is it a mechanic that's specific to your Macintosh as compared to my PC, or is it specific to your phone compared to my PC? Is there are different versions of it running? Is that a mechanic that doesn't translate to PC version? Doesn't translate to the modded version that I'm running? Doesn't translate to are we actually talking about the same thing, or are we talking about two different things that look really, really similar? Turn to the north here. The wind is coming in. It's really quite variable. It's going from straight north and veering back and forth between straight north and then off to west-northwest. Just based on the flag that I'm seeing flapping wildly here, but excuse me. What it's not doing is coming straight down the street, so it's not blowing directly in my face the way it was the other day. Would be the ideal game. The two games that I tend to play most are Skyrim Special Edition single player and EVE Online, which is subscription-based multiplayer. And now I'm playing For the Words. Oh my god. I just bought my first... just made my first purchase in the game today. This morning there's a special deal on, so I got the special deal. I got some bonus crystals. You don't pay for game time with money. You pay for crystals with money, and then you use the crystals in various transactions. So I bought my first crystals. My current membership is good through, I don't know, sometime in November. And with the crystals and the purchase and PC Herring also subscribed. He bought his crystals this morning too. And so I get a couple extra weeks. So I think my account is good through the end of November, through NaNoWriMo. And I've been warned to keep some quest slots empty, because there will be special NaNoWriMo quests that I can take advantage of. And I've got some, but I've got a lot that I've filled up. I need to try to finish a few of them between now and the end of the month. All I have to do is beat one more monster, and I will have finished off one of them. Okay. Here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.